Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, it's Thunder and PT. We are happy to have Sylvia joining us today. I'm not sure how happy she is this morning because I know she would love to reconnect with Devin. But how are things with Devin, Sylvia?
Hey. Devin, he made such a great first impression. Mm-hmm. But thanks. I don't know. He's either not into me or I think he's just seriously rude.
Okay. So have you texted him or called him or what's been going on since your first date?
Yeah, three times. I mean, it's been spaced out over a couple of weeks, but, you know, I've reached out.
Okay.
So, and that's not too bad.
Yeah, not maybe a big deal, but tell us about that first date.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it went well. We went for brunch to this place. It has the best waffles.
And was he also, or is he also a waffle person?
No, he went for the omelet. Okay. I forgave him, though.
And the flow of the conversation, you know, the meat of that, the important part, how did that go?
I mean, we had a lot of fun. We have similar health goals. We even swapped some recipes. It was cool.
Awesome. You know, you had fun. You know, you shared, like, the conversation. Then what happened? Like, any times that there was, like, some energy shift or, I guess, just, like, the vibe was off or anything that would lead you to believe that he wasn't going to call you back?
I mean, well, the waiter, he was really cute. And he was friendly to both of us, but he didn't come across flirty or anything.
Okay. You didn't flirt with the waiter, though, either, did you?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, he was being nice. Really? To
okay, do you want us to call the waiter or you want us to call Devin? So.
That's funny.
Devin.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I want you to hold on right there and we'll get to the bottom of this. Get you some answers anyway, Sylvia. Hopefully get you the second date because I can tell how much you like Devin. So you hold on right there. We're going to call Devin, see what's up.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Devin, please?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Devin. It's Thunder and PT. We co-host a morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf, and we're calling. We're not selling anything or anything like that, but we have just a small favor to ask of you.
Well, I mean, unless it's car trivia, I probably can't help you.
Okay, yeah, no trivia today. We actually heard from someone that you, Devin, that you went on a date with recently, and she'd like to see you again.
Oh, really? Cool. Yeah. Who's that?
Do you remember going to brunch here a couple weeks ago with Sylvia?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. That was a bait and switch if there ever was one.
Oh, no. Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, I thought we were on a date, but it turns out it was like a sales lead to her.
What? What do you mean?
You were a sales lead? What are you talking about?
We talked a lot about health and, you know, how my doctor told me that I need to focus on eating more vegetables and less junk. And, I mean, she dove really deep into that and sent me a bunch of recipes and everything, healthy recipes on the spot right there.
Okay. But what I don't understand. She even mentioned it, that to us, I think. But so what's the problem? That sounds helpful. Where's the sales lead come in?
So that's whatever, right? But she, after the date, like within seconds, he was trying to sell me on a supplement subscription.
A supplement subscription?
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
She sent me a link to her website and started recommending plans that I should follow and just kept checking in with me to see when I would place my order for what plan.
Oh, no.
Okay. I offered you a special discount, and the supplements are targeted exactly for what you need.
So, oh, my God. Yeah. You're on the phone.
I'm sorry. We forgot to mention that. I thought Sylvia was on the other line. Sylvia, is this any of this? Devin, please, just bear with us for a second here. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Sylvia, are you selling supplements?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you have the perfect solution to someone's need, why wouldn't you make sure that they have what they need? I have it. He can have it.
Okay.
I'm looking for a girlfriend, not a dietitian. Come on.
I could be both, though, Devin. I mean, if we could work out, I can give you wholesale prices.
Oh, come on. Stop it. Thanks. But no thanks, guys. Seriously.
Sylvia.
Oh, no. Did we lose Devin?
Is
he still there? Devin,
are
you still there?
Oh, no.
Sylvia. I think we lost him.
He's not trying to find a sales consultant. He's trying to find somebody that he feels compatible with, you know, romantically, and maybe that leads to something a little bit more. And listen, maybe you were just trying to, you know, be kind, but when you try selling him things, he's going to see through that easily.
I just thought he would see me as a total package, as a one-stop shop.
Might be, but this is this takeaway was that you were just trying to sell him. Let's say we're on a date and I'm a real estate agent, you know, and all this.
When are you going to buy a house? Yeah, get your pre-approved for your mortgage.
Are you in a rental or are you in a whatever? Are you in an apartment or whatever? Have you ever thought about buying a house? And I put the hard sale on you to buy a house through me, you'd be turned off too. You don't see that. You thought you were just trying to help.
I just thought I was trying to help you guys.
With the wholesale prices, it wouldn't be coming out of your pocket. Right.
Just, you know, I mean, and again, there might be people, you know, you might be able to find a guy that's going to appreciate your wholesale prices on the supplements and be into that and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that you can't be both things, but
we're all deluged by that kind of stuff anyway, right? I mean, we see that all the time. Every pop-up, every targeted ad.
Don't
want to be hard on you. You just thought you were doing the right thing. Is there anything you want to say?
I mean, if there's any guys out there who's looking for an attractive girl and cares about their health, look me up.
Yeah. But if they used a different sales consultant than you, would you still date them? Don't answer that. Oh, God. Just don't answer.
Sorry.
Anyway, Sylvia, best of luck to you. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And
certainly going to be successful in the supplement selling.
And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.